Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, and you're going to be surprised.
I got a postcard today!
It was sent to George. Quoting, and to see our son come back. This was from a video. Please see the photo online for today. Love, Dad. It was the video that I saw from RT. Was it Eva Bartlett? One of the two. Yeah, anyway, maybe been both. but anyway, you know, because, gee, dad and a son? Can't imagine. But good news! I got another postcard! This one is really offensive. Happy birthday. Love, Dad. Refused. Returned to sender. I mean, obviously it was hate speech, wasn't it? You know, I'm sorry, but it doesn't get any easier. I did go to Publix today, and to my joy, I got pins. Clear ones. And so you can see on the wall now. The wall is full. I have, but there's a gap for the outlet. So room for 96, so 94 actually in the wall. And the issue is, besides those 94... I have, let's say, well over 100. What does it take to constantly return those? What's in the heart of someone who would do that? My lady, I pledge my life to you. You pledged your life to me. I'm still keeping the promise. One other thing and a thought. I really think there must be something going on upstairs here because, you know, I've described what I call the walker's bliss when I'm doing an aggressive walk after I got maybe a mile behind me, I'm happy, often smiling from ear to ear. Occasionally, just simply laughing like crazy, and you know, it really does put you in a good mood. You know, again, it's, I would say, very similar to the runner's high. But because I did get some money, and one of the things I did is get restock on because I do use some vitamins, specifically vitamin C, vitamin D. Magnesium, and some other things. Horsetail, I use that too, and it's really helped my teeth. But the other thing is I do use the vitamin C. I found a particular one. I have described it because, you know, I try to be disciplined when I say, all right, there's a problem. I'm going to try this to see if I get rid of it. And I try to change only one thing. To see that one thing is the thing that actually cures it. And I did some experimenting because the thing I was having trouble with is at nighttime, I'd have spasms. And it was kind of like, why is this occurring? And I don't know if they're getting worse or not, but you know, these were not minor. There's, when you're trying to sleep, that doesn't, doesn't keep you. And I think I read somebody's suggestion or whatever, vitamin C. So I started taking some vitamin C, but I take a specific one because it seems to have been more effective. And for a while, I was taking it morning and evening. And, you know, I haven't had spasms in probably at least a year. Not at all. And apparently, so there seems to be a strong correlation to the vitamin C. But the one I found was a thing called ester C. And the place I was getting it from was online, since I was getting, you know, the magnesium and whatnot, because I ordered the magnesium today, and they didn't have it anymore. I thought, uh-oh. And I said, okay, I'm going to try to see if they have it at Publix, because I was going to be there, so I figured I'd look. And obviously they did. But the thing that really got to me is I was looking down there and just looked, and they have the, you know, various generic stuff. And then, because this is the only product this one company has, one thing, and one thing only. And I saw it, and I was really pleased. I was excited, you know, and you know, because I still think I had that the runner's high, or excuse me, the walker's bliss, with me. Because I was smiling and happy, you know, and I was thinking, I'm glad I didn't go, praise the Lord, because I realized I probably looked a little weird. Why is this guy so happy, you know, sitting there getting vitamins? There's something a little weird about this fellow. So I really wonder if the mind is going. Anyway, but one other thing, because, you know, I become, especially over the years, is very conscious that not everyone is like me. Well, you know, when I talk about be a student of yourself, talking about health-wise, people are culturally different. Not more than just language, the way, you know, and food and things of that nature. Those things impact the way people live and what people do. And a lot of the times, I have seen, I mean, this is where we got the term the ugly American that I was very aware of when I was in Europe in the 70s. Because that was a known term, because there was an arrogance within the Americans there trying to impose their culture on them. And, you know, unfortunately, to a great degree, they've been successful. But the U.S. culture, the American culture, is not just the ideal. And, you know, for example, one of the issues, It's not the reason for the invasion, but it's one of the kind of, you might say, supporting things that Vladimir Putin said. We don't want the influence of the West. Specifically, I mean, his words were, we don't want to live in an environment where you have parent one, parent two, and I think he even said parent three. It was parent one, parent two. We want mommy and daddy. Because they're rejecting that culture. I've seen some people in Africa, you know, political leaders saying, no, we don't want that culture. You know, cause we want family. And, you know, I find that fascinating. But I saw a video, and I'm going to put it in Kozlowski.org. it was an interview. In this case, it was again RT of the first lady in Iran. And it was kind of like, I saw that and I said, do I want to watch this? And I did. And I'm glad I did. Because she is an first lady, doctor, whatever. You know, she has her doctorate. She teaches at a university, I assume in Tehran. So listen to her being interviewed by this Russian woman who does a lot of interview programs. I think I've only seen maybe one or two other interviews, because a lot of them are kind of weird. And she's kind of weird. And I found out one of the reasons why she's kind of weird, the reason maybe she got that interview is her husband's Muslim. She's Russian, but her husband's Muslim. Whether he's Russian, I don't know. Probably. Because obviously, you know, as I pointed out, Dagestan, which is part of Russia, is very Muslim. But so there was that interaction. That was an interesting interview. There are a few things where she based it on the Quran. And obviously I would say, okay, I disagree in your foundation. But I didn't disagree on so much of what she said that came from her foundation. The importance of family, the importance of living your faith and things of that nature. And I don't believe it's necessary to wear a hijab. I have no reason to deny somebody from doing that. You know, even in most Muslim countries, you know, if I took my shirt off in the U.S., it's not that big of a deal. In most Muslim countries, men don't take their shirt off. That's inappropriate. So it's, which you saw in the U.S. back in like, you know, the 20s or the turn of the century, kind of that 1920s, that kind of time frame, because people would go to the beach, guys would have these things where their chest was covered. It was common. Even when you saw some of us, swimmers. Anyway, but the thing that I find so fascinating is when you listen to what she said, what is their fundamental underlying? The defense of the family. And one of the things she was being emphatic about, we don't want the culture that's in the U.S. So you see that in Russia, and you see it in Iran. And what do you see in the U.S.? Condemning Russia and condemning Iran. Now, I would contend the Quran is false. But I don't condemn people who subscribe to the Quran. I will rationally engage them. I will contend the Book of Mormon is false. And I have good friends who are followers of Joseph Smith, Latter-day Saints. Because these things are in the Lord's hands, not mine. I'm called to proclaim, not impose, and not cause grief to somebody who doesn't subscribe to Christ the way I do. And obviously, I subscribe to Christ in ways that causes the institutional church to either ignore me and offer me silence or send the police. Because, reconciliation is an evil thing, isn't it? I guess in the PCA. But anyway, I found that fascinating, fascinating interview. And, it's so often people are condemned because they're of that culture. It's a bad idea. A really, really bad idea. I don't condemn somebody because they're not a follower of Christ. Because I'm not their judge, the Lord is. And I will proclaim obedience to Christ. But just because we disagree, because again, one of the people I disagree with most is me of 30 years ago. Because we're called to mature, to grow closer to perfection or completeness. And in doing that, if we stay the way we were I grew up in this particular institution or culture or whatnot, and I'm going to stay there because I won't change, even though if I'm shown to be wrong. No, I won't, because tradition. There's a problem there. And, you can find it's, well, because one of the other things I listen, at lunch, of course, when I was, it was a late breakfast, actually. I was listening to, there's this, the Gray Zone, and they're politically left, but most of the politically left don't like them at all. I mean, they have a really bad reputation with the Democratic Party. They call it the Democratic Party constantly. And they are part of the political left because one of the things they call them out for is they're against war. I remember the one guy, Max Blumenthal, I think it was. It's Max Blumenthal, Aaron Matei, and I think it was Max Blumenthal. He was in Venezuela during the time when Juan Guaido was the big thing. And again, he's now just rejected by his own party. He's a nothing now. But they went there and, went to, for example, a big, one of these, so-called big box stores, something between, Sam's and Walmart kind of a thing. And, he walked through the store and said, Maduro, you caused all this stuff. It's kind of, where the problems have occurred, yes, there are problems. There are a lot of problems, but a lot of it is because sanctions were imposed in the country. And it's ironic, isn't it, that the U.S. has gone back to Venezuela now and say, can we maybe do some gas deals? I mean, literally, I think they've arranged to have Chevron start doing business again, because they were the ones that had the facilities or whatnot, because they're selling oil to, like, they're selling with some kind of deal with Iran, because obviously Iran's an oil producer too, and I don't know what the deal is. Anyway, because, you know, China, Iran, Russia are developing good relationships with lots of countries in South America. And the U.S. is, anyway. But, you know, and my suggestion, the way Juan Guaido is now kind of a non-issue, Vladimir Zelensky will probably be that way in a few years. And it's going to be embarrassing. So best thing to do is, I mean, ask somebody, who is Juan Guaido? Anyway. I would love to be able to teach my kids. When you go into somebody else's culture, whether it's going to the Hispanic community here, for example, obvious example, you don't go there and say, well, you're somehow lesser because of... No, not at all. They may do things differently. Their food is different. All of it's really good and so forth. And one of the things you see, especially like in my neighborhood, a whole bunch of Hispanic families. And so often they have gatherings of multiple families gather together for some sort of celebration, a birthday or whatever. Something that is a very good model. Just because someone's a different culture, the American culture is not the cream of the crop. It's actually pretty decadent, you know, especially when we see the rise of the woke culture within the U.S. We're disgusting. We're quite disgusting. So it's, you know, languages can be different. Culture, food, and whatnot can be different. And our interaction, because we may have a different faith, but we proclaim Christ. Not, oh, well, you have yours and I have mine. We proclaim Christ because everyone else, they're all false. If that's not true, then the Bible's false. And I will claim the Bible is true. So we proclaim. And then we share food, even if we disagree. You know, I mean, why not? You know, it's a wonderful thing. Anyway, so I got my vitamin C. My wall is now full. Yay. And do I feel loved? No. But, you know, that lady, so forth, she's loved. She's loved by her husband. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.